This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
And then people will question me. They're like, why is there a whole bunch of bread on your plate? I'm like, it's just bread. It's too much. Yeah, it's just, there was nothing in that bite. It would have just been bread. I didn't want a bite of just bread and ketchup.
Right.
Like... Idiots.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. It's Ashley and Spider back again for another week's episode. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Man, I have had a bad time again.
You've had a bad time? What happened?
You know, a few weeks ago when my phone didn't work, my card didn't work, and Maki had to go to the vet?
Yeah.
All of that happened again this week.
All the same things?
Like, they were all different reasons, but it was all... Yeah, like all those things happened again.
Wow.
I was like, man, Maki was the most stressful because he, you know, got sick and they said he just had a cold and so he had medicine. He was back to being normal. But then the other day, he just straight up couldn't walk.
Huh.
Like, he was just on the floor and he was like trying to crawl, like pull himself with his paws, and it was like, it was really scary to see, and I was like really scared. I was like, I don't know what to do. So we took him to the vet yesterday, and even there, like, I don't know, because they're like, probably because he kept his head tilted too, so they're like, it's probably neurological, and if that's the case, I'd have to go somewhere else to get all those tests, which could be very, very expensive.
Right.
So they're like, I guess we'll just have to kind of see what happens. So I took him back to the vet today. He seems to be doing a little better. He can, it seems, move around a little bit more, and he's kind of eating now. So they said that's a good sign, and to just keep, because I got some more medicine to give him, just keep giving him that, and in about a week call him and let him know if things are better or worse or the same, and kind of go from there. So he's still not out of the clear, or out of the blue yet. They're out of the clear, whatever the frick, but that's been a time. I got my phone and card fixed now, again, but.
So your phone just decided to just stop working?
Well, no, this time it was because my card wasn't working, so my phone payment didn't go through.
Oh.
So it was just turned off, but it was because my card wasn't working.
Right.
So I had to get my card working first, then my phone working, then take Maki to the vet. And that was all yesterday. Also take Maki to the vet again today.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to ask, I was like, well, was today any better at least?
Yeah, he's like, he's over there right now. He's sitting up, which is a good sign because he like couldn't do that at all the other night. And I was like, man, Maki, at this point, like, if you're going to need all those tests and I'm going to have to keep taking you to the vet and get more medicine, I'm going to have to start, like, a GoFundMe or something. Like,
I yeah, something.
And then my grandma's dog hurt his leg, and now he's probably going to have, like, a $4,000 surgery.
Oh,
so I'm like,
no.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. He, like, they think he tore a ligament, which is the equivalent of, like, us tearing our ACLs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that's the case, he's going to have to go get tested somewhere else. Because, like, the vet that we go to is a smaller vet, so they can't do a lot of tests and stuff.
Right.
So he's going to have to go get tested somewhere else, and then possibly, if it is what they think it is, he'll need a surgery that will cost like $4,000. So I was like, wow, our pets suddenly are not doing so well.
Yeah, not doing too hot.
Yeah, so that's been my past couple days. How have you been?
Well, my past couple days have been drastically less eventful than yours. I actually haven't really done too much over the past couple days. Just I worked from home yesterday and went to work today. That was pretty much about it.
Well, be thankful.
I do have something I want to ask you, though. And this isn't my topic. This is just something that kind of came to me all of a sudden, spurred a moment. And if this doesn't make any sense, just let me know. But you know how we're always talking about how the brain, like, works in strange and mysterious ways and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the bathroom. I think I, like, slept wrong or something, and my neck has been bothering me the past couple of days. And so I talked to my mom earlier today, and I was telling her about it. She was like, oh, if you have any rubbing alcohol, rub it on your, you know, the sore part of your shoulders, because apparently that's supposed to help or something. I don't know. It's probably like some old people remedy or something. But whatever. So I was in the bathroom, and I'm sitting on the top of the toilet seat, and I'm rubbing the rubbing alcohol on my shoulder. And so I go to stretch and, like, just kind of, like, roll my neck around and, like, stretch my arms out and everything. And all of a sudden, it's like I get, like, a little anxious or, like almost scared. And I, like, jerk my hands back down because I feel like I'm going to hit a shelf that's above my head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are no shelves above the toilet in my bathroom in my apartment. The last time I had shelves above the toilet in my bathroom was when I was living with my parents when I was in, like, middle school going to high school back in, like, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why is it that I still have that feeling that I'm going to hit something that hasn't been around for almost 20 years.
Did you hit it before, like, when you had that?
Yes.
Then that might be why. If it's like you've done it before, so... Because I know, I'm sure that's happened to me, where it's like, you know, you've done something in the past, and it might be a completely different time. Like, even still, I don't go outside without shoes on because I'm afraid I'll step on a bee, because I did that once when I was, like, 5.
Mm.
So it's just something where I assume it's just something like that, where it's like, I don't know, it could happen again. I don't know.
Yeah, you might be right. But I just found it, like, it was funny because I sat and I counted, and I've moved 12 times since we've lived in that house. And each time that I've moved, I've been in a house that doesn't have a shelf over the toilet. And I'm pretty sure that I've stretched my arms out and not had that feeling. I don't know. Yeah. It just felt like really random that I would just remember that today.
Yeah. Well, have you had that feeling before now?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, that is really weird. I don't know. Suddenly, it just a memory came back to you, and it's just like, oh my god, I'm about to hit my hand.
Yeah, and it was just like, because I was sitting there and I was stretching, and I was just like, oh wait. And I looked up, and I was like, what am I scared of? I was like, there's nothing there.
I have no idea. Or maybe it was just, I don't know. Sometimes, do you ever get those feelings where it's like, I don't know, you feel like someone's coming or someone's around? Not necessarily like a stranger, just someone, you know, like maybe in your house or something, like, I don't know, a parent or sibling or something. You just feel like someone's coming, but then no one does.
Yeah, I've had that feeling before.
So maybe it was something like that? I don't know.
It's possible.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird.
Well, at least you had... I mean, it didn't matter because there was no shelf, but at least you have the, like, uh-oh, because do you know how many times I hit every part of my body on anything ever because I just don't think about it? Part of it is depth perception, but like I'm always hitting my arm or my hand against like a wall or a door frame because mm-hmm. I think I'm farther away from it than I am.
I tend to hit my wrist a lot because apparently I swing my arm more than I think I am. Mm-hmm. Because I have a lot of watches that have like scuffs and scrapes and cracks on them because I'm always like swinging my arm and I'm running my arm into like the corner of a wall or something.
Then you know how I feel.
I definitely know how you feel.
It's really funny to like watch. Like, I don't think about it if I have any problems with depth perception, but it's really funny to watch someone else who's not used to seeing it and watching me try and place something down and either dropping it or like hitting something else and having to move over a few inches to set it down. Because they always comment on it. They're like, that was weird or something. And I'm like, it's just normal. Like, I don't think about it. It's just normal to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, I constantly have bruises. When I worked at the one daycare across the street, they had a door that led to like the upstairs. And it was down the hallway where both the bathroom, the playroom, and the nap room were. So I was constantly going down that hallway. Mm-hmm. And almost always on the way back, like out of the hallway, I would hit my left arm on that door handle constantly. She's always like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm used to it. It's a time. So at least you had that registered of like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hurt myself.
Hurt myself on an invisible shelf.
I don't know. Maybe there's a ghost shelf.
There could be. But I'll never know because I always stop myself from hitting it.
That's why your like subconscious registers it because you don't see it.
Ghost shelf detection.
What a dumb superpower.
With the power to detect invisible shelves.
I was just talking about this with my friend earlier. Because one time she was like sleeping or she was like half awake or something, but something fell onto like her bookshelf, like a picture fell off the wall or something and just hit her bookshelf. And she like woke up and because it startled her.
Mm-hmm.
And her thought process was, oh, my shelf exploded. I'll deal with it later. And went back to sleep. And then when she woke up, she was confused as to why her shelf wasn't exploded. And then as she woke up more, she realized it was just a picture that fell off the wall. But that was just like, I was like, you're one of those people who like the world's ending and you're going to be like, I'll deal with it later. I got to sleep some more.
Well, the fact that she had like fully convinced herself that in her half awake state, whatever she thought in her mind, that's exactly what happened. Like, okay, I know exactly what happened. I don't need to worry about it. I'll deal with it when I wake up. And you wake up and like, wait, I thought that was a problem.
Yeah, like she convinced herself that the shelf exploded. So when it wasn't in pieces everywhere, she was like, what? I just find that so funny.
That's hilarious. You mean to tell me that my shelf didn't explode? What was I thinking of?
She's like, what happened? I thought my shelf exploded.
But just the fact that she's convinced that it exploded.
Like, well, I was like, why are you not concerned as to why your shelf exploded if you exactly. thought that's what happened? You're like, no, I'm still tired.
Like, eh. Like, it's exploded now. There really isn't anything I can do about it. So
that might was as well, her thought process. I
might as well just wait until the morning.
She's like, I'm too tired. I'll clean it up later.
I mean, it's already blown up, so.
That was what she thought. She's like, oh, well. no care about whatever was on the shelf. No. Just, oh man, I'll clean it up later.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Oh, that is funny. But so on to what my topic really is for this week. Have you heard about the, I don't want to say feud, because I really don't feel like it's a feud, but mm-hmm. the media is trying to to play two restaurants, two fast food restaurants against each other. So apparently Chick-fil-A has become the premier fast food restaurant as of late. And now Popeyes has introduced a chicken sandwich. And the media is saying that Popeyes is encroaching on Chick-fil-A's turf. And everyone is jumping ship from Chick-fil-A and going over to Popeyes for their chicken sandwich.
Why?
I don't know exactly why. But you know
what
that...
is their like end game?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a publicity stunt from one of them or both of them, and they're trying to just draw up sales for you know, both companies. But there's always been the conversation of which fast food restaurant has the best blank. You know, the best burger, or the best fries, or the best shakes, or the best chicken sandwich, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess my first question is, have you ever had Chick-fil-A, or have you tasted the Popeyes chicken sandwich? Or initial conversation is, do you really even eat fast food at all?
Fast food, yes. Chick-fil-A, I don't even know if there's one around here, but even if there is, I don't really care because I hear they're very extremely anti-LGBTQ+.
They are.
So I'm like, I don't ever want to eat there anyway.
Fair enough.
But, and Popeyes, I don't think I've ever had Popeyes either. I know there's at least one somewhere around here, but I've never had it. But fast food, I've had McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King are usually, like, if we get fast food for dinner, those are usually one of the three places we go to. But I don't know. My family's not really, like, adventurous. They don't really have a lot of, like, fast food things.
Yeah, well, that's fair. So I would say, so as out of, let's take Taco Bell out since they're the outlier. Between McDonald's and Burger King. So, between McDonald's and Burger King, who would you say has the best burger, and who would you say has the best fries?
Kind of depends on what I'm craving, but probably McDonald's for both.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times if I go to McDonald's, it's because I really want a Big Mac. Like, that's usually what I get from there is a Big Mac. And then their fries are always really good.
Right.
If I go to Burger King, I usually, you know, just get a Whopper. But I don't know. I usually like Big Macs more than Whoppers. And then I don't much care for the Burger King fries. A lot of times I'll just get onion rings instead because I don't really much care for their fries.
Yes.
Between the two, I'd rather go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac with fries.
I would agree with you on the fries part. McDonald's fries are definitely better than Burger King's. I remember at one point Burger King actually had some really good fries, and then they changed them.
Yeah, they like changed the recipe a couple years ago.
Yeah, and now they're just, I don't really care for them.
Yeah.
I think they're like, they're too thick. They kind of
I don't know. They taste not good. I don't know how to explain it.
They taste not. You know what's the opposite of bad? Oh, you know, yeah, they're just not good. Yeah, I'll definitely, if I do go to Burger King, I would, because normally I don't really go for onion rings, but if I go to Burger King, then yeah, I'll get their onion rings. But for burgers, I mean, I like McDonald's burgers. I'll normally get a double quarter pounder. That's probably like my go-to for McDonald's. I was never really a big fan of the Big Mac. I don't know why. It was just, it was never something that I latched on to. But, I don't know. It was just something about the, it's going to sound like a commercial a little bit. Something about the flame grilled taste of Burger King.
Yeah, it's a very, like, distinct taste.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something, even though I know that it's still fast food and it's not, like, really authentic, like, a barbecue of a family or something, but it kind of, it's a little bit more of that that backyard barbecue taste than McDonald's, because I know they do McDonald's burgers like on a flat top where Burger King is like the open flame and stuff like that, and I think that just that little bit of a difference in taste puts Burger King over for me as far as compared to McDonald's. Now I would say the best fast food burger that I've had is from P. Terry's down in Austin. Those burgers, I don't know what they do to them. I don't know what they put in them. I don't know what they put on them, but they're really, really good.
My favorite like fast food burgers is from Five Guys. Love Five Guys.
Oh, okay.
My friend said recently she had, I don't know if it's like a local place, I've never had it, but she had a burger from a place called Bagger Dave's.
Okay, haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a local place or what it is exactly. I don't even know where it is, but she said she's had it twice now, and she said to her they taste better than Five Guys. So I'm like, wow, you need to take me sometime then, because I love Five Guys.
Yeah, I've had Five Guys, and they're good, but I think I've been told that I like over season my food a little bit, so I think I like my taste buds like need a little bit more seasoning, and Five Guys is good, but it lacks a little bit of like flavor in the beef. So it's good, but it's not really up there. But
I just put so much stuff on it.
And that's probably because I don't do a lot of like ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, tomatoes, pickles. Like I really don't do a lot of all of that stuff. So that probably could be taking away from the taste of the burger, because they could probably make their burger to be accompanied by the condiments and the toppings and stuff like that. So when you take all of that off, you know, it might take away from the flavor of it. So yeah. I may be doing myself a disservice.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while, but I always get cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, onions. Like I get all that stuff.
Now, I've heard that In-N-Out Burger is supposed to be like really good, but I've never had it. I don't know. One day I'll get there. But when I was in New Mexico, my coworker and I, we went to a place called Fuddruckers, which
I've heard of that. Yeah,
I've always seen the sign for Fuddruckers, like, because it's always like right off of interstate or something.
Yeah.
And so I've seen the sign plenty of times. And I'm like, I want to go there. That's the sign itself makes it look like it's this fun place that I really thought it was just like a, you know, a restaurant that you go in, the hostess sits you down and stuff like that. Didn't know that Fuddruckers is a burger place. And when we got there and we saw like what Fuddruckers was, I kind of kicked myself. Because I'm like, you look up everything. Everything that you're remotely interested in, you research and Google it and try to figure out, like, what exactly is going on in that place. How did you never look up to see what kind of restaurant Fuddruckers was? I was like, how? I was bewildered at myself.
I didn't know it was a burger place either.
So at least I'm not the only one. But yeah, they do burgers and they make their own buns, and then something about they do milkshakes too, and they're like they make their own. I don't know if they make their own ice cream, but it's something about like hand spun shakes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we sat there, we got a burger, and there was, I can't remember the name. Oh, it was the Juicy Lucy or something like that. And that's what I got. And that burger was a half pound of ground beef, and they put the cheese inside of the burger and then cooked it. So it was pretty good.
That sounds good.
It was pretty good. But I guess my expectations were too high because I had built up this anticipation of going there. And so I won't say that I was let down, but it didn't meet the high bar that I had unknowingly set for it. Their buns are actually pretty good. I would say that the bun was probably the best part of the burger.
That's weird. I don't much care for like if I have a hot dog or something and there's too much bread, or if I have like a burrito or something with too much tortilla, I don't like having like extra bread.
Yeah.
I mean, like if I have a burger, I'll eat it, but same thing. If I have too much bun, then I'll rip it off.
Yeah, and just eat the rest of the burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that with a tortilla. I mean, what's a tortilla? With like a burrito or something. Because there's always that end bit. It was just like a wadded knot of a tortilla. Yeah. Like, yeah,
there's nothing in this. It's just really tortilla.
Want that. Right. Like, you can keep that.
Yeah, anything extra like that. And then people will question me. They're like, why is there a whole bunch of bread on your plate? I'm like, it's
just bread.
It's too much. Yeah, it's just, there was nothing in that bite. It would have just been bread. I didn't want a bite of just bread and ketchup.
Right.
Idiots. man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know there's a bunch of like popular fast food places and stuff around here. I just haven't had a lot of them. And like when it comes to pizza, I'm really like picky. Like the only pizza place that I could think of that I like is like Little Caesars, like Happy's, Jet, Domino's, Hungry Howie's, Papa John's, all disgusting.
So just Little Caesars.
Pretty much. And like some like more local joints.
Yeah.
Like I know there's one in a town, like in the nearby town that, you know, it's just a little shop and their pizza is really good, but it's not like a, you know, nationwide brand.
Yeah. I've definitely found that local pizza places are always a lot better than these big giant corporations. But a friend of mine, just recently we had a discussion because a couple of days ago I had Pizza Hut and I was telling her, I was like, oh, you know, she was like, well, what are you doing? Like eating pizza. She was like, oh, what kind? I was like, oh, I got Pizza Hut. She was like, ugh, Pizza Hut. Oh, why? Why would you get Pizza Hut? I'm like, what's wrong with Pizza Hut? She's like, it's disgusting. That's what's wrong with it. And I'm like, okay, well, what kind of pizza do you prefer? And she was like, Papa John's. And I'm like, ugh, Papa John's is disgusting. So we kind of had it out a little bit over what was the better pizza.
Yeah, that's like me and my family. Like they all like all those other kinds, so like they'd be like, oh, we got Domino's or we got Hungry Howie's. I'm like, oh. It's terrible. I haven't had Pizza Hut since I was a kid, but when I was a kid I liked it, but I don't know, I haven't had it since then, so I don't know if I'd still like it or not.
I'm sure it's probably nowhere near what you remember as a kid.
Probably not, but I, you know, have a terrible memory, so who knows? Okay, so not talking about food, which is almost, I almost had a topic about food, but oh, good really? Thing I didn't. Yeah.
Could have been the food episode.
It would, like, but then we get stuck in the kitchen.
Right. We haven't talked about the kitchen in a while.
No. I haven't had anything. I haven't done anything in the kitchen. I haven't, like, cooked anything recently or anything, so. I haven't had a reason to talk about the kitchen.
Gotcha.
All right. So, you believe in luck. Like, that one person could be luckier than the next person. Not necessarily, like, per se money-wise, but just in general. Like, maybe at winning things or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I believe in luck.
I was told my friend, I was like, I'm going to use you as an example. She is so unlucky. Like, not like she has bad luck. She just can't win anything.
Yeah.
Like, every contest she enters, and I don't have very good luck either, but I have more than her. Because in the years that we've known each other, she has won one thing, and I've won three. two of the three things that I entered were things that she also entered, but she only won one thing.
Hmm.
So it's just, neither of us are very lucky, but she's really not lucky.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are you lucky?
I think I have I guess it comes in waves, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was this one point in time where I was pretty lucky. There were, as far as like contests and stuff goes,
mm-hmm.
there was I think I've talked about the morning radio show that I listen to every morning, the Kid Craddock mm-hmm. morning show. There was a point in time to where they were doing contests because they would live stream their show on the internet so you can watch them while they were doing their radio broadcast. So it's like mm-hmm. this new thing of watching the radio, right? And so while they were live streaming and they would go on breaks, their production room would play music videos. They would play past like interview clips and like past best of clips from the show and stuff. And there was a chat room to go along with the live stream. And I can't remember where I was working at the time, but I was working somewhere and there wasn't really a lot for me to do. So most of the morning I was sitting in the chat room and talk to the people, and you know, it tends to be the same people in the chat room day after day after day. Mm-hmm. And they started doing contests in the chat room. Hmm. And so it was basically just like trivia stuff. And it was just like, you know, figure out what this one thing is before the commercial break is over, or, you know, there's something else is going on and email your response in. And then the winner was randomly selected from whoever emailed and everything. So I won a couple of those. There was a contest to do musical movie review. I think it was for the MTV Movie Awards. Like, you could win tickets to go to the MTV Movie Awards. So I entered that, and I think I got second place in that. And because of that, I think they sent me like a pair of headphones or something. There was something else. I entered a contest. I won for the same radio show. I entered a contest, won a pair of sunglasses. There was another one that I entered, or I don't even remember entering it or something like that. Because I just remember I got a package in the mail and it was like a CD. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I won something. But yeah, that was just like this like span of time to where they were like doing all these contests and everything, and I was winning a bunch of different stuff. And funnily enough, I don't have any of those things anymore. They're all gone. But I can't remember the last time I've won. Oh, and that was actually the radio station that I listened to that morning show on. I won, what, two times for the radio station? I don't even remember what the contest was, but I won once, and this was like way after I was winning the stuff on the radio show. Well, for the morning show. And so I won one time. I won to go down to the studio and see Andy Grammer perform live.
Huh.
And so I got, that was pretty cool. And then another time I won an opportunity to see Patrick Stump, who's the lead singer of Fall Out Boy. I got to see him perform live. This was kind of when he was doing his like solo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came down to New Orleans to perform the House of Blues at the House of Blues. And during the day of his, before his performance, he performed at the studio. And then I also got tickets to go to the show that night. So I took my cousin, who was a big Fall Out Boy fan. And so me and her, we went to the studio and we got to meet him and talk to him and everything. And then that night we went to his concert. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably the last time that I won any kind of contest or anything.
That man, they had like a radio contest here and it's like on and off. I think they had it last year and they had it this year. But it's like, I don't know. I think it's a few different radio stations that like do it. Like all, I don't know what they're under or whatever, but it's like they have a keyword that you have to text in, and the keywords, there's like four a day. There's like one, and it's only during the weekdays, and it goes on for like months.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 9, noon, 3, and 6. And my mom just always is listening to the radio at those times, so I wouldn't even have to listen to the radio. She just texts me the word, and then I could text it in. And then you're entered to win $1,000.
Yeah.
So they give away $4,000 every day. And apparently there was someone, you know, because then if you win within the hour, they like call you from a certain number. So they tell you what number so that you know not to be like, who is this? And not answer it or something.
Yeah.
And so apparently mom said she was listening to the radio one time and like someone, I won. This is like my fourth, like the fourth time I entered a keyword. And my mom's like, what? Because my mom, me, my grandma, my dad, my aunt, my friend, and her mom have all done it, you know, not necessarily four times a day because my mom does it pretty much every time, but mm-hmm. a lot of times I'm not awake for the one at 9, and then sometimes I'm busy, so I miss the one at noon or at 3 or, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've done it, I don't know how many times, probably at least 100 times, especially all together, we've done it more than 100 times, and none of us have won.
Wow.
And we're like, what the frick? So none of us are lucky.
I don't know. I just feel like the odds for those type of things, because I think that is like a nationwide thing. Because I think
I have
they do
no idea.
I think they do that down here too. I don't know if it's always the same word. So like I don't know if like each state
I know it
or...
is between stations. At least like because I know like around here it's like 102.5, 105.5. Cars 108, and I think there's another station. And for them, it is all the same word, and it's at the same time. Or so sometimes if mom misses, she thinks she missed the word on one station, she'll go try and listen to the other one to try and listen for it.
Oh. Yeah, I've never tried to listen to a different station to see if it's all the same word. But I know the one that I listen to, they do the they do that too. And I've definitely not done it as consistently as you guys have, but I've tried to win it too and never any luck. I feel like anytime I try to win a contest that involves money, I never get the, I never have the luck to win anything.
Yeah, I never do either. I've tried, you know, like, I think Alyssa was selling someone. Like, one of my siblings, I think it was selling, like, raffle tickets for something. And I think I bought, like, of course I didn't. Like.
Perfect example. Today, so back in June, we did this customer orientation for the agencies that we serve for my job. And so they all came down to New Orleans and we had a big orientation thing down at the hotel and everything. All that was good and fine. So today they wanted to do like a commemorative photo for all of the employees of my agency who worked the orientation. So they were like, yeah, if you worked orientation, like come, we'll take photos for everybody, like all the different committees and everything like that. And then we're going to raffle off some prizes as sort of a thank you to all of you who work so hard. And so we walk in, everybody gets their raffle tickets, so they start giving out stuff. So like little prizes, then because it was like, I want to say it was like pearl earrings or something that somebody had donated. And then it went up to, I didn't even really see what it was, but it looked like some kind of ceramic bowl or something like that. And then the next level up were like these baskets of something, I don't know what was in it. And then the top prize was an official Saints jersey for our running back, Alvin Kamara. So that was like the big prize. That was the one that everybody wanted, at least all the Saints fans that were that were there. And so I got my ticket, and the last three numbers on my raffle ticket was 644. And so I'm like, okay, I don't care about anything else. I just, I would like to win that jersey. And so I'm sitting there and I'm listening. And so they do the, they're doing the earrings first. And then, so they call out, you know, of course they're calling out the numbers really slow to drag it out. So they're doing the earrings. And so they're like, last three on your ticket is 643. I'm like, okay. So like I wasn't too sad about that one because I like I didn't want any earrings. So
yeah.
My coworker who had we had walked over there together, she had came in right before me, so that was her ticket. So and it is like just so happens if I would have gotten my ticket right before her, that would have been my ticket.
Yeah.
And so she got the earrings and everything. And so they moved on to the bowls or whatever. And then it was like, for these, it was like the number is 646. I was like, Jesus Christ. So that person got a bowl. And then they moved on to the baskets and everything. And like, the number for the basket is 643. And I'm like, no, 645. It was the one right after mine. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, if I had hair, I'd be pulling it out. It's like driving me crazy. And so I was like, okay, so they gave out all the baskets. So I'm like, all right, this is the big prize. And so they called the number, and I think it was like 6-5 something. So I was like, okay, well, I didn't have any kind of chance. And so I'm ready to just like fold my ticket up and just throw it away and be like, okay, well, that was it. And so the guy that was about to get the jersey, all of like the people that work with them, they were like, no, don't give him the jersey. Don't give him the jersey. He's a Cowboys fan. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. And so they were talking to him. They're like, are you a Cowboys fan? He was like, no, they say, well, are you a Saints fan? And he just went, I was like, no, you don't get the jersey. Like, no, you don't get it. I was like, go sit down. We'll give it to somebody else. So I'm like, oh, renewed luck. I might be able to actually get it this time. And so they pulled out the next ticket, and it was like, the number is 638. I'm like, oh, shit. And so it was actually another one of my coworkers who I'm on a training team with. She won the jersey.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah. Luck was not on my side today.
Yeah, I can never win anything of, like, importance. Like, the one really nice thing that I could remember winning was, like, I guess the two that I won that were really nice. Because the one was, it was just, you know, one of those, like, Tumblr contests of, like, follow me and, you know, like, that kind of thing. And it was for Bangtan's part one, or HYYH part one albums, both the white version and the pink version.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, they had stopped selling the white version before Peyton and I ever even became fans of them, I think. And so we never had the ability to get the white version. So I entered the contest because I already had the pink version, but I was like, well, I want the white one. And I ended up winning the contest or whatever. So I got both albums. And now they sell the white one again, but at the time they didn't. So this was nice. And I wasn't expecting it to come with photo cards because a lot of time people will keep their photo cards, but they actually did come with photo cards. And it was both the group one, which, you know, I like to get the group ones, and Jimin, who's my favorite member. So it was like really well with this. And then the one where you won, or you got to, It was just the, you know, they just randomly picked people for when, what was it? The last concerts, the ones that were in October, as to who could do the photo booth, mm-hmm. where like you go in and then it's like a hologram. Like you see on the screen, you could see yourself and like whatever member you choose is like next to you and you could like take pictures with them. They were like really limited. There was like a contest, like when you were there, you got to like pick a ball out of a box. And like, if you got the right color ball, then you could go over and do it. So it was like, you might not. And I got lucky where I already won the contest, online, where I got a code already, where I just had to show them it and then I could just go get a picture. So I didn't even have to do the ball thing.
Oh, okay.
So that was really nice, because then Peyton happened to get the ball thing the first day, and then my picture was guaranteed for day two. So I was like, nice, so we both got one, and that's like the one thing that we both really wanted to do. So like, those are the two best things that like I've won, that that's pretty much all that I've won. Yeah,
now that you mention, I completely forgot about Tumblr contest. I forgot that was even a thing. But I've won like maybe three like Tumblr giveaway type things. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's probably out of like maybe the 10 that I've entered. Because I've seen a lot, and just because of the number of followers that I have, I mm-hmm. will reblog it just in case somebody else saw it and they'd be interested in it. Because so, like book giveaways and sticker giveaways and, mm-hmm. you know, like people doing like art commission giveaways and stuff like that. I'll reblog those. Not just, you know, not because I want to enter, but just to kind of spread the word and stuff like that. But the ones I always hope to win were like the Rooster Teeth giveaways and stuff like that. So, I won. I think I won one Rooster Teeth giveaway. I won one. Somebody, they had like a bunch of different. It wasn't necessarily a Rooster Teeth giveaway, but they had like an excess of Rooster Teeth posters that they didn't have any room to do anything with, so they were giving them away. Mm-hmm. And I won that one. And I can't remember what the other one that I won was. It was something.
Yeah, it was something.
Just yeah. No memory of it.
I've entered so many, you know, Rooster Teeth ones or like Bangtan album or DVD give, you know, anything like that. Like, I've entered so many giveaways, you know, mostly Tumblr or Twitter ones, but, mm-hmm. or like enamel pins or, you know, like things like that. And I've just never won any of those except for the, like, one I mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, why?
You just want to be a little bit lucky.
Yeah, that's why my friend has never won any of those kinds of giveaways. So the fact that I even won one, she's like, you always say you're unlucky, but you're at least a little luckier than I am. I'm like, I guess.
I like to subscribe to the idea that, you know, everything in the universe is balanced. So mm-hmm. that if you have like a lot of luck earlier in life, or you have like a lot of luck in a lot of things, then like going on into your later years, then you may not be as lucky. And vice versa, if you don't have a lot of luck early in life, then when you get older, you'll hopefully be fortunate in a lot of different areas. So mm-hmm. I think that is what kind of keeps me going. It's like, oh, I'm not so lucky now, but hopefully, like, it'll come to me, you know, eventually. Like, I just hold on to the thought that I can't not win all the time.
I don't know. You look at my friend.
But that just means that she has hers coming. And then when it comes, hopefully it'll be like something really, really big.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like she'll win a house or something.
Oh my God, that'd be, she would love that. Yeah, or like the $1,000. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's not like a ton of money, but it's would definitely help.
Yeah, absolutely.
But man, someday, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Like, I think the most I it's not like I buy lottery. I usually just would get like a lottery thing, like a scratch off, and like sometimes, I get them for Christmas or something. I don't think I've actually ever bought one myself, but like the most I've won on that is like $20, which is still cool because it's like I had nothing and now I have $20. But
Yeah.
still, like, man, I'd like, one of the big prizes, even like $500. I'll take it.
Yeah, one of the jackpots will be kind of awesome. Just like,
Yeah.
I always thought that, or at least I always had a dream of, I'm like, I'm in my 30s now, never bought a lottery ticket. Wouldn't it be just awesome that the first ticket that I buy be like a jackpot winner? But I think the first time I bought a lottery ticket for myself, because my aunt has sent me to the store to like, oh, can you go please numbers, go get me like three Powerball tickets with a quick pick and all that other kind of stuff. But the first time that I bought a lottery ticket for myself was back in April when we went on training to go to Colorado. My coworkers like to get lottery tickets while they're out of town to try to give themselves a better chance of winning, I guess, instead of like, I don't know what the statistics are of winners coming out of Louisiana, but I don't know if it'll help that they, buy tickets from different states and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
they were all buying tickets while we were in Colorado, and I was like, I guess I'll get some too. But yeah, no luck. I was like, oh
Man.
well, and haven't bought one since.
Man, lost once, never.
Yeah, didn't make it. Never again. Oh well.
Yeah, those lottery tickets are like the easiest. Like, I could totally see why some people get hooked on buying them because they're usually, not that expensive. And
Right.
then,
But then they
like,
start to add
we.
up.
Yeah, oh yeah, we kind of did that for my 21st birthday when we were at the bar. We just kept buying pull tabs and we were ahead for a little bit, but then we weren't.
Yeah. You're
Like,
always ahead until you're not.
my aunt kept buying them and then, like, it'd be like, oh, we want $20. And then she'd go turn him in at the bar. And then she'd be like, all right, this $20 goes towards pull tabs. And so just kept going like that. So for a little bit, we were ahead. But then I think we left and we were not anymore. So
Yeah.
we technically lost money. But it's still so much fun. Just to sit there and be like, oh, man.
You always gotta know when to call it quits. Yeah, I tried my hand at
I mean, I wasn't paying. So I didn't care. I was just having a
True.
good time. It was my birthday. Everyone was paying.
You always gotta I tried my hand at like the video poker once. And it's yeah, it's just like the pull tabs is like up and down, like you'll win a couple hands and you're like, okay, I'm on hot streak, and you keep playing and it's like a loss, like, oh, next one I'll get it. Lose. Nope, next one I get it. Lose again. Oh, next one I get it. Lose again. Like, damn. Like, I'll call it quits. Next hand, I'll play one more hand and I'll be done. Play next hand, you win big. Like, oh, I'm back in it. This is like, and it's like the machine knows. It's like,
Yeah.
I got him on ropes. It's like, I'll get him one more hand. One more hand. I'm like, oh, he's about to leave. I'll get him one.
And it gets you. You're like, oh man, I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We need better luck.
But to any of our listeners, if you have any lucky stories that you want to share, let us know things that you've won or things that you've seen other people win and that you had hoped to win on your own. Because it's always a story of you get so close and then somebody pulls it out right from under you. But if you want to send us those stories, you can easily do that by emailing us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on social media. We are on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right on the top of the page. You can click that and you can submit any kind of questions, stories. You can leave us feedback on the show. Anything that you want to tell us or ask us to talk to us about, you can send us a message there. We're also on Facebook. You can find us, just search Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. If you want to listen to more of the show, you can subscribe to the podcast on just about any podcast streaming services that there are out there. If you don't know which ones are available, you can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com, and you can find, there's a subscribe link. You can click that, and it's either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. I just found out that we're on iHeartRadio too. They have podcasts now, Podchaser, TuneIn, all those different podcast streaming services. We are available on all of them, so whichever one that you have on your phone, you can subscribe to the show so you can always be on top of it when we have a new episode that comes out. And if you decide to subscribe to the podcast, we ask that if you have the time, and a good free way to support the show is to leave a rating and a review. So that way we can know exactly how you feel about the show. It's a good way for you to leave us some feedback. If you could tell us what you like, what you don't like, things that you want us to continue to do, things that you feel like we can improve upon, and just kind of all around general niceties that you want to send to us. And we would love to receive those. And if we get any, then we can read them on the show and we can show you how much we appreciate it. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, again, just go to the website. It's an online audio player there. You can just find the show and listen to any episode that you want to listen to. If you want to send myself or Ashley any personal messages, you can find our social media links in the description of the show. And that way you can send a message just to one of us. Like if you want to talk about me behind my back to Ashley, you can just send Ashley a message and she won't share your secret with me. So it'll be safe. But don't do that because that's rude.
You could, but don't.
You could, but I don't want to tell you how you live your life, but just want you to know.
I mean, you gave them the idea, so.
I just wanted to let them know that they have the option. I mean, I have the option to rob a bank, but I'm not going to do it because it's not right.
I mean, I guess. Are those related?
I mean, I would say in the hierarchy of crime, you know, robbing a bank and maybe like a few steps down, talking about somebody behind their back, they're in the same lineage.
I mean, be gay, do crimes.
And on that note, thank you everybody for joining us this week. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. We love you. We adore you. And we hope to see you all on the next episode. And take care. Bye, everybody.
See ya.